Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Hazino. Shabbos Erev Sukkos, Tavshanayin Tess. Our Linish Bein Sussu for Shlomo for Brachos Ben Rivka Batya. So Shachar Yisrael, Dabah Hanach Morachai Ben Freda Simcha, Pesor Shachar Yisrael. Hazino Veshemayim Va'adaber Rav Sisma Ha'aretz Imri Fi. Opening Pasuk, Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Giro heavens, and I will speak. May the earth hear the words of my mouth. So ask the Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sariger, what's going on in these words? Hazino Shemayim Besishma. It said the Shemayim will hear. Shemayim will Hazino Shemayim, and then Adav Shemayim. What's the connection between Shemayim and Arts? So he says a beautiful idea. He says when a Jew lives their life, Hazino Shemayim. When a Jew lives his life in Yir Shemayim with Yom Kippur, with an Ilah, he feels like he's taking Yom Kippur with him. Then Besishma Haaretz. And anyone who listens to his Torah on the land, anyone who's going to listen to his Nugunim, to his Torah, it's going to penetrate their hearts. It's varv nishman, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Yud Zayin. If your Rebbe is domin lamach, then you should run after his Torah. Because when a Jew lives hazinu ha-shemayim, he feels like he's in shemayim always. Then v'sishma aretz imefi. Then everyone's going to want to run to him. How important is this message? We have to take Yom Kippur and to take all the inspiration that we had during Elul. We had the inspiration during Rosh Hashanah, Sirsim in Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. They say a famous idea from Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter once said, it's very easy to do Tshuva in Elul. Even easier to do tshuva on Sersimi tshuva, the most easy to do tshuva on Yom Kippur and for sure Ne'ilah. The ikar time to do tshuva is right after Ne'ilah. It's right after 24 hours ago today. What are we doing to be able to keep us going? To be able to make sure to take that inspiration with us, that Hazino Shemayim, we work on our Shemayim constantly, working on our Midos, working on our Torah and our Tefillah, and everything. Then it's Hashem Aretz, then the people around us it'll penetrate their hearts and their souls. Beautiful idea from Avram Yaakov Asaragir. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Simcha Banim. The pasuk says, the next pasuk in Lamed Beis Beis, Yaruch Kamatur Lechi, may my teaching drip like the rain. What does it mean, the drip like the rain? So Simcha Banu Pshischa says, the Torah is likened to rain. Just like the effects of rain don't happen instantaneously, but it takes time to manifest up. It takes, and long after it's fallen, the impact of the words, of the drops, it takes time to be able to help the fruit, so too the Torah. The more Jew is consistent, he's consistent with his Torah, then long after the message is heard, then it's gonna have the same effect like rain. Right? Rain doesn't just help plants grow immediately when it drops, but if it's consistent, then it'll stay. And that's what Moshe assured Klal Yisrael, that they make sure that your Torah is gonna be like rain, then you're gonna feel the great influence of Yiddishkeit in your life. A beautiful idea from Simcha Banim. How Torah is compared to rain. Beautiful idea. Idea number three comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim, just a few psukim later. Lamed Beis Dalet, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo, Ki Kol Derechav Mishpat. The rock, his acts are perfect, all his ways are just. The Chavetz Chaim says a story, in the Chavetz Chaim Al-Torah, it says a beautiful story. So someone once came to Chavetz Chaim and asked him about how things were going. The Chavetz Chaim once asked someone how things were going for him. And the guy answered the Chavetz Chaim, it wouldn't hurt if things were a bit better. So the Chavetz Chaim explains to him, he says, how can you possibly know that it wouldn't hurt? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows better than you. He's merciful and compassionate. If he felt it would be good for you, it would be better. He definitely would have made them better. Certainly things are good for you the way that they are. Meaning at the end of the day, Chavetz Chaim says, that's what I mean, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo. Right? The rock is as perfect. Everything that happens in our lives is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. If it was good, if it should be better, it would be better, says the Chavetz Chaim. When we go through our lives, we hear of terrible tragedies of Rabbi Ari Fold. I can't even see how the mishpachos, they're living l'malam et etava because he lived his life l'malam et etava. And his end of his life was l'malam et etava. They was able to fight off the animal that hurt him. Mamash, unbelievable. Hatsur tamim palo, says the Chavetz Chaim. And even though we might not understand, there's the Chavetz Baruch Hu says, the Chavetz Chaim says, Hatsur tamim palo. The rocks is actually are perfect. Don't ask questions. Obviously, we're all thinking about him over Yom Kippur, or say, Chavetz Baruch Hu, remember the spilled blood. And everything, mi bikitzo, mi lo bikitzo. But to watch the emunah of his family, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless them and the whole city of Efrat and all of Klal Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, this should be the last carbon that we have, and Be'ez Hashem, seem soon Yerushalayim. But to remember, Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo. If it was supposed to be better, it would be better. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Actually, went a little out of order, but going back to Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Kisirim alei desha v'chavivim alei eis. Lamed Beis Beis. Idea number four. Like storm winds upon vegetation, like raindrops upon the grass. So my Rebbe Rav Simon Shlita quotes the Isa Bracha, the Majitz. Majitz Rebbe, who we focused on a lot on the Thursday nights here at Boker Tom the past year. And he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Aleph Yud Ches, Al Shoshet Dvar Ma'olam Kayim, three things that the world stands upon, not stands, but three things that the world is fulfilled, al adin, val emes, val ashalom, on judgment, on truth, and on peace. He says that's what the pasuk means, kisirim al desha. What does it mean, kisirim al desha? Like storm winds upon vegetation. He says that din refers to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is about emes, right? The Shem Yishmor, Rav Weinberger talked about in Torah Tefer Shayin Tes, how emes is all about Yom Kippur. Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see Miyatem Etar and Miyatem Etar Bin Olav Dachah Be'emes. Yom Kippur, we see who our true selves are. As Moshe Wolfson says, wrote to Anis Gemachi Yom Kippur, because we see, right, the famous Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, when the guy doesn't want to give a get and they force him to give the get. And Rambam Hatzin, that's a good get. How could it be a good get? They forced him. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, no wrote to Ani. It means that he really wanted to, he just needed the encouragement. Says Yom Kippur is Gemachi, wrote to Ani. Because to say Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see where emistic. And finally, Sukkot is Shalom. Sukkot, we finally see the love and the peace we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what it means, Kisirim Alei Desha. And he even makes fact that he said Kisirim refers to the Sirim, Sircha La Hashem, Sircha La Azazel. But to remember that we're in this, excuse me, that we're in this time of Kisirim Alei Desha, like the storm is upon vegetation. Din, Shalom, and Emes, that's what Desha stands for. Din, Rosh Hashanah, Emes, Yom Kippur, and Shalom. Is Sukkot. It reminds me of a Maisa that they say from Rav Chaim Michal Zlatchev, Rav Adi Yosef brings down. Rav Chaim Michal Zlatchev, the story goes that he was very poor, and he bought an esrog. And when he got home, and his wife asked him how he got this esrog, and he said he paid a lot of money for it, and she slammed the esrog docks down, and you can all know the famous story, the pitum falls off. And he turns his eyes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he says, Chodesh Baruch Hu, the same Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to have a beautiful esrog. The same Ribbono Shel Olam who wants me to have shalom right now with my wife. Please help me. Please help me be b'shalom, menachas. And that night, on Sukkot's night, his ancestor came to him in a dream. His father came to him in a dream and told him that at the end of the day, because he didn't get angry and he had shalom, he would be totally good. Right, Rav Adi Yosef writes that how did he even buy the esrog? He sold his zaydis tefillin. He sold the ancestor's tefillin. But he made sure to have shalom, davka shalom in Sukkot. Beautiful idea, the majitzer. Kisir Malay Desha, Desha refers to Din, Shalom, and Emes, the mission of Pergavus. Be able to make sure that we take the Din, we take the Emes, and maybe to go into Shalom. The fifth and final idea comes to us from the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Pasuk says in Lamed Beis Yod, Yimsa'eo be'eretz midbar v'sol yilel yishimon yisavavenu yivonaneo. He found him in a desert land in the waste of a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he made him comprehending, right? Shbaruch Hu is looking out for Klal Yisrael. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, beautiful insight. He says, what does the word Yisovavenu mean? That he surround, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Jewish people surround him. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, when a Jew surrounds their life in Torah, in mitzvos, when you construct yourself as a mishkan, that is able to be able to bring your focus into your life. It's how you be a human being. When a person learns Torah, you become a better human being. And the Torah is the focal point, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. We can positively affect all facets of our lives. And once we can affect our lives, and then our family's lives and our friends' lives, then we can teach humanity, the entire world, what it means to be a good person, to be a caring person, a kind person. But we have to remember, Yisov Avenu, make sure surrounding, make sure that it starts by surrounding. What does surrounding mean? To make sure that it starts with the Torah. It starts with the Ruchnis, it starts with the Yiddishkeit, which actually ties back into our first idea. The first idea we said, from Avraham Yaakov Sadegir, Hazinu Shemaim, when a Jew lives in their life, Hazinu Shemaim, Adameyav Eshishmar, then Jews will want to be able to cling to him, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara says in the Brachas of Amabes, Kaldam Sheishba Yishemaim, Drav Nishman. Anyone who is Yishemaim, his words will be heard. At the end of the day, when a Jew feels like close to the Baruch Hashem, everyone wants to flock to him. As the Gemara tells him, Moshe Marikatam, when your Rebbe is an angel, then you should seek out his Torah. The second idea we said was, my lesson shall drop like the rain, the Torah is compared to rain, says Rabbi Simcha Banu Pshischa. At the end of the day, the beneficial effects of rain don't happen overnight, but do a little bit at a time, then it has a great impact. And that's what Torah does. When a Jew is consistent with the Torah, consistent with the mitzvahs, then it brings a Jew to a high level. The third idea was the Chavetz Chaim, Hatzor Tam and Paalo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's works are perfect in it. Some Chavetz Chaim says to this Jew how things are going. He says, it should be. Hopefully it'll be a little better. And the Chavetz Chaim said, if it should be better, it would be better. At the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give us anything that we don't deserve, that we don't need. That's when we go through hard times and hard struggles. We have to remember this. That's myself, Chavetz Chaim, Hatzor Tam and Paalo. Fourth idea, much easier said than done, obviously. The fourth idea is Yisabracha, going back to Pesukim, Going back to Lamed Beis Beis. Kisir Malay Desha, like the storm winds upon vegetation. Lamay So Desha says the Yisa Bracha Marjat, explained by Rabbi Rav Simon on Parshas Hazino. Desha refers to Din, which is Rosh Hashanah. Aleph is Emes. Yom Kippur, Kosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we're Emestic, if we're truthful, if we're sincere. Shun is Sukkah Stavka Shalom. First of all, Sukkah Shomecha. And the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Babach Rebbe. Dafka, the word Yisro Avenu. If we maintain focus on our Torah and our Yiddishkeit, then we can affect everyone around us and ultimately affect the entire world. We should be Zochah Bez Hashem to constantly be Azinu Shemayim, constantly growing in ourselves, and then it will affect everyone around us. Bez Hashem, be consistent in our Torah learning, consistent in our davening, our midos, and our chesed, consistent with our amuna. Bez Hashem, consistent to be. The Emes Digger Jews, the Shalom Digger Jews, especially before Yontif, where things in Yitzhara can get very crazy, and to make sure that the Torah is the center focus of our life, Bez Hashem. Good Shabbos, and good Kvitl, and good Yontif.